Hello, and welcome to The Raw Bar. I'm Goddess Cecilia, pleasure educator and consultant, and I will be your host. I've invited my friends and colleagues to sit, snack, get real, and probably a little salty about sexuality and pleasure. We've also saved a seat for you. And because of the nature of this podcast, we want to make sure that you're aware that there will be conversations about sexuality, sexual acts, probably some spicy language, and a bunch of other things that are definitely not appropriate for younger ears. So give yourself some solo time if you can. Grab a drink like tea, wine, water, or boba. Don't forget your snackies. Ease in and get comfy. Here's to a pleasurable time together. This season of Raw Bar with Goddess Cecilia is brought to you by MysteryPleasureBox.com. Surprise yourself with a subscription to MysteryPleasureBox.com, a fun and affordable way to discover new sex toys and novelty products every month, billed and delivered discreetly. You get an arsenal of potions, lotions, sex toys, and bedroom accessories picked by industry experts. Every box you receive is packed with high-quality, full-size, brand-name products from brands you know and love. So sign up at MysteryPleasureBox.com and use code GODDESS for 10% off your first box. Hi, everyone. Hopefully you can hear me. The music is quite loud, but I am coming to you live on my 40th birthday at the Mermaid Museum in Berlin, Maryland. So, welcome to this week's sort of mini episode of the Raw Bar. I'm here in a seashell, in a giant sort of pink corally seashell, and of course, some Filipiniana and a mermaid tail. So I'm gonna have Andrew help me with the visuals here. He's gonna back up the camera and put together the And we can't do like a whole lot of video, but it's a one room place, and there's so much here in this museum. There's artifacts, there's a fountain. There's a fountain in the middle of the room that is not unlike the fountain in Splash. Actually, I don't know if Andrew, you could look this up for me. Could you look up the mermaid fountain in Splash and what that looks like? Because I'm pretty sure it's really similar, if not exactly the same. And like, there's information about like ancient mermaids, animals that have been mistaken for mermaids. Oh, thank you. Some of the history behind like some of the stories of mermaid sightings from the first century all the way to 2017, which I didn't know about. And it is just a really cool place. Now, we're in Maryland. We're in Berlin, Maryland. And like, we happened to be down here because we were in the DC area yesterday for a wedding. And I was like, the next day is my birthday, so what am I gonna do? And this is a big deal, right? Like, 40 is a big deal. I think it's a big deal. And I had to do something. And when I knew that the Mermaid Museum was around here in Maryland, and when I looked it up, I was like, okay, 2 hours away, that's not so bad. Now, oh, it is a little different. Andrew has confirmed that it is a little bit different than the fountain. And it would have said that it was like a replica of the one in Splash. Obviously, it didn't say that. There is a signed photo of Daryl Hannah, who's one of the OGs. And yeah, and like, really, one of the things that I know that I've been really good at in my life has been putting my birthday at a high priority. And I think it's part partially my upbringing. Like, birthdays in my family have always been the big deal. You can hear the singing. And it's always been a thing for me to purposefully celebrate birthdays. Like, I love birthdays. You celebrate the person whose birthday it is, and you get to, like, really think about who they are, what they've done in this world, the impact they've had. And I like to think about birthdays in that way. So my birthday is always going to be a little bit special. And turning 40, I think that there is still a lot of, like, weird hesitance when it comes to aging, right? Let's be real. Society is built to financially support older folks, but societally support young folks, right? Like, younger folks in their 20s. Those are the ones who are really setting up the stage for a lot of pop culture, for a lot of what we deem as, like, cool and hip, or what is chuggy. Oh my god. Which is a word that we've all recently learned, and as an elder millennial, I can tell you I don't care about being chuggy, because here I am sitting in a giant clam in my mermaid tail, so clearly I don't care. But there's definitely a lot of background noise, and I apologize about that. But I could not be here, obviously, doing this live. And yeah, so, like, when I turned 30, right, I was like, I'm gonna have a month-long celebration. And I did. I did exactly that. I went to museums. I went to karaoke. I went skydiving. And I had a threesome. So, like, how was I going to beat that? Now, that being said, turning 40, like, I feel like the joke is, maybe not the joke, but the point is, we learn a little bit about what actually matters, right? Hopefully, by the time you're 40, you figure out what actually matters. And I think that some of that is also hopefully putting ourselves on that list. That's always a hope, right? Like, that we're always putting ourselves first on that list, and sometimes we don't learn that lesson until we're close to 40 or even older. But I would hope that people are getting to a place where they're doing more of that earlier, before they turn 40, right? And so part of my going live with you today is actually to talk about a program that I have coming up. I am finalizing some dates and some details, but I will be starting a small group workshop discussion situation, which I am entitling The Pleasure Practice, where we get to talk about all the different ways people can experience pleasure and also really, yeah, take in the practice of it, right? And so definitely keep a lookout for that. I will be announcing that soon, very soon. Not on my birthday, not everything on my birthday. I'm gonna keep some secrets here. And with that, Andrew and I need to mosey along on my birthday. Also, I'm getting hot in my tail, so I need to change. But this is just a little mini episode of the Raw Bar, and I'll be posting more, like, videos and content and of my adventures. But I hope that you all have an awesome time. I'll see you all next week on the Raw Bar. Bye.
Well, friends, it's time to go our separate ways. I hope you're feeling as satiated and stimulated from today's podcast as I am. Make sure you rate and review today's episode on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Lastly, head over to rawbarpod.com. That's rawbarpod.com to find out how you can connect with my guests and me, and how you can be a part of the Raw Bar Regulars. See you next time.